It's funny how difficult life can be, and how little people actually want to talk about it. This is definitely true for where I come from, at least. Firmly planted in the middle class and without much that I can do about it. Financially, things could be worse, but they could also be better. And I find myself terrified daily of where I could be headed. What if I lose my job? What if my whole company gets swallowed up and then shut down by some giant corporate behemoth? Everything seems to be up in the air. Add to that a brand new marriage, and I've got a lot to stress out about. My husband, Tom, is beautiful beyond compare, and way out of my league as far as I'm concerned, though he seems to think differently. Sure, I have a lot going for me, and it's never been difficult to attract men, but Tom is one of those guys that literally turns every head we pass while walking down the street. He's naturally handsome to begin with, but his obsession with fitness is definitely what puts him over the top physically. Honestly, I've never seen a body like his outside the pages of a porno mag, and half the time those hunky men are photoshopped into oblivion. Tom just starts this way. Suffice to say, it's easy to feel like I need to up my game now that I'm with this incredible gay man, and sometimes I feel like just being an average guy doesn't quite cut it. This is why I'm partially relieved when the two of us make our first big move into the Bel Air Towers, a swanky new apartment building in the wealthy part of town that I can just barely afford. Tom and me have found our ways talking ourselves into it, however, committing to less unnecessary spending in our personal life, and also taking into account that our new apartment has a gym, meaning Tom can cancel his incredibly expensive membership across town. It's hard not to feel a little intimidated here, like we don't belong, but we also have an incredible view from our sixth-story deck, and that's a fine distraction from the mounting bills. This morning I'm up earlier than usual, heading into work for a good 4 hours early so that I can pick up some overtime. The sun has just barely started to crest over the horizon at this point, but Tom is right here with me, awake and ready to go. This is his typical schedule, up at dawn and headed directly to the gym for his first workout of the day. Lucky for him, he doesn't have to head across town anymore, just down the elevator with me. I close the door to our apartment behind me and we begin to make our way towards the nearby elevator. "When are you getting home tonight?" Tom asks. 8 or 9, I offer, a little later than usual. "And a little earlier, huh?" he replies with a laugh. My husband stops me suddenly, pulling me towards him and kissing me deeply on the mouth. When he finally pulls back, I can see the deep, simmering love behind his eyes. "I just want you to know that I appreciate what you're doing," Tom continues. "I'm sure this move has been really stressful for you." "We'll make it work," I assure him. I know," Tom tells me, then turns to continue our trek towards the elevator. "I'll wait up and we can get dinner together later," my husband offers. "Sounds nice, baby," I reply, truly appreciating the gesture. If I'm going to be working all of these extra hours, then we need to make the time that we have together count, and a late romantic dinner for two sounds like just the thing. We finally reach the elevator and the doors slide open to reveal an empty lift. Tom and me step inside, then press the button for both the gym and the ground floor, two separate stops. The carriage travels downward for a moment and then slows to a stop unexpectedly, only 2 deep. My husband and me exchange glances, not expecting a visitor to join us halfway. Moments later, the elevator doors slide open to reveal a group of 5 muscular guys, tall and imposing but objectively handsome, who file into the elevator while joking loudly with one another. To make room, Tom and me spread apart.